This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have today's stories after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We got loose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
You no doubt remember that superb reading by Paul Harvey, So God Made a Farmer? Well, a South Dakota woman, a farm wife, mother, and an author, Sierra Shea, wrote her own version, So God Made a Farmer's Wife. And ahead of this Mother's Day, I share it with you. And on the 9th day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, Oh dear, the farmer is going to need help. So God made a farmer's wife. God said, I need somebody who'll get up before dawn, make breakfast, work all day in the kitchen, bank, school, or alongside her farmer, and then come home to fix supper and wash up the dishes. So, God made a farmer's wife. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with their newborn son and watch him grow. Then pray each morning and teach her children to say please and thank you. I need somebody who can make a fried egg sandwich, stretch a paycheck, or thicken soup, who can clean her house with vinegar, baking soda, and hot water, and who, planting time and harvest season, will finish her 40-hour week on Friday, then join her farmer in the field for another 2 days, 6 meals, and 5 loads of laundry. So God made a farmer's wife. God said, I need somebody strong enough to plant trees and heave bales, to co-sign a loan for $500,000 with steady hands, yet gentle enough to tame show lambs and raise kids and calm the farmer when he's upset over higher rent or lower corn, who'll stop her work for an hour to talk on the phone to her neighbor who just found out her mother is sick. Somebody who could cook and clean and not cut corners. Somebody to wash, dry, iron, tidy, feed, rake, water, drive, check the homework, and pack the lunch bags, and remember the basketball schedule, and replenish the refrigerator and finish a hard week's work with a 5-mile ride to church. Somebody who'd sew a family together with the soft, strong stitches of sharing. Who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when her daughter says she wants to spend her life doing what mom does. So God made a farmer's wife. Thanks to Sierra Shea in South Dakota. Her website is sierrashea.com. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong, hoping you have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend.